You know, it's one of my favorite times of year. Ernst & Young has these Entrepreneur of the Year contests all over the country. They come up with these really remarkable individuals that have sort of nurtured these companies that are really intriguing. The winner of the Southwest Award this time around is John Maris, and he's the CEO of Solo Stove. And I had not heard of Solo Stove until the award. And now I really like it, and I think I want one. John Maris joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So explain. So this is, I mean, it's a portable stove. Well, it's really not a stove. It's not for cooking. It's like a bonfire, right?
That's it. I mean, get this. Imagine making a fire with wood that you have virtually no smoke. I mean, you've sat around a fire and played musical chairs. Everybody has at the old campfire. What Solo Stove delivers is this experience with a wood burning fire. So you get the aroma of this beautiful wood burning fire, but you're not playing musical chairs, and it's portable. So you can put it in your backyard, or you can throw it in your trunk and take it to the campground and take your fire with you. But we're all about helping people sit around a fire and make memories together.
So where does the smoke go?
Well, this is what's pretty cool about it. It's engineered with this secondary combustion. The fire, a traditional fire pit, burns about 750, 800 degrees Fahrenheit, maybe on the high end.
Oh, yeah.
Our fire pits are burning about 1,300, 1,400 degrees Fahrenheit. And what happens
you can
is
make
when,
iron.
When it gets that hot, the smoke actually combusts on its way up, on its way out of the fire pit. And so you end up combusting the smoke, and you just get a more efficient flame. And ultimately, that hotter fire.
That is the coolest thing I've ever heard. I read about your company, and I heard. I mean, and you got a great product. You got to raise awareness of it and everything else. My understanding is REI came after you and wanted your product.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool story. You know, we were hearing from industry friends of ours that were in the outdoor space. Man, I mean, you know, it would be great if one day you guys could get into REI. But man, it's really hard. I mean, you got to fly up to the Pacific Northwest. You got to go meet with them. You got to wine and dine them a little bit. It's going to take, you know, a while. And we said, man, that sounds real hard. You know, that doesn't sound like a good experience. And so we just put it on the back burner. And one day we're sitting around, and in comes an email into our general inbox, and it was from the head buyer at REI, and he says, hey, you know, we came across your product. We want to carry your whole line. And today, to this day, we've never met them in person. They just started ordering all of our products about 3 years ago and carry us in every store nationwide.
That's just – what a great story. Well, so the award, looking back the way Ernst & Young structures this Entrepreneur of the Year award, it's to leaders who are overcoming adversity, financial performance, innovation, talent management. So have you done all of those? Have you overcome adversity? You've just been at that company 2 years, right?
Yeah, I tell you what. I mean, all kinds of challenges, like any business, you know, things pop up. I'll tell you, one of the big challenges we faced a couple of years ago, we're primarily an e-commerce company. So we do have retail partners like REI that we just talked about, and Dick's Sporting Goods and Scheels and others. But primarily being an e-commerce company, we had to deal a couple of years ago with that big Wayfair decision that came down that a lot of people that aren't in e-com don't even know about. But because of the way that Amazon has changed the way commerce works, sales tax has been a big challenge for states, because people are buying product from e-commerce companies, and that product is being shipped out from one state and going to the next. And just like a lot of e-commerce brands a couple of years ago, we had the challenge of figuring out how to get compliant with all of the 50 states, and each state has its own sales tax regulations and laws. And we had to go through the process of registering in every single individual state, even though we don't have offices there, to make sure that we were compliant and making sure that we were taking care of those states the way that we needed to. So, you know, we've faced all kinds of challenges as we've grown, and people is probably one of the biggest things. Is it's hard to grow teams and maintain your culture. And I just think we've done a tremendous job of that here at Solo Stove.
Especially when you're growing like that. What about lately? I mean, the pandemic, has it disrupted your supply chain? Can you get them made? Can you get them shipped? Was there a period when everything had to shut down?
Yeah, good question. You know, we manufacture our product overseas like a lot of brands do, and no doubt we were having challenges getting the product just manufactured and over here especially kind of immediately following kind of the pandemic when it was really taken off kind of mid-March, late March. And we went through a period for 3 or 4 months where we were having to communicate to customers delays in the delivery of their product and so on and so forth. What we found is customers, when you're communicating with them, are really friendly. And what they don't like are surprises. So we got really good at communicating on the front end with customers and making sure that they knew we were going to take good care of them.
Ultimately, do you feel like maybe this is going to help you? There is this, for lack of a better word, nesting that's going on. Everybody's staying around the house more, and home is beginning to look more attractive than traveling. I would think that you've got a product. Well, it's great if you go on camping trips. Looks pretty neat in the backyard.
Yeah, you know, it's exactly that. People are looking for options. You know, what's nice with a product like ours is you can take it to the campground. You can throw it in the back of the car. You can, you know, a lot of people are road tripping now, you know, and with where they would have gotten in an airplane before. And so, you know, with anything that is portable and versatile like our product, I do think that it's been helpful. And then, you know, secondly, I just think what you've seen with the pandemic is a huge acceleration and adoption towards online shopping. You know, it was already happening with Amazon, and everybody kind of followed that train a little bit. But with the pandemic, it just, I mean, immediately everybody started shopping online, and I bet you we accelerated the adoption for online shopping by 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's true for everything. Bankers have been telling me that, you know, ultimately this is a good thing for them because it's going to cut their overhead because they've got everybody doing everything online. It's a pretty ugly way to get it done. So tell me about, I mean, this one of these things about, one of the aspects of this award is growth, and you've had tremendous growth, and here you are at REI, and you're on Amazon, and you're in Dix. And so how do you take it to the next level? What is the next level?
Yeah, you know, we're looking at any way that we can help people enhance their backyard experience. We've got a product development team in house. We have lots of products on our product roadmap that are going to be coming out here in the next 12 months. One we just launched in the last couple of months is our outdoor grill, our charcoal grill, and we're looking to bring charcoal grilling back in a big way. And so we're looking for ways to continue to help people. Again, back to your point, all these people that are nesting at home, how can we help increase and enhance that experience? If they're not going to spend money on a vacation, what if we can create the vacation in their backyard?
So are you just selling domestically right now? Any international sales?
Yeah, we're in about 15 countries now. You know, in various Asian countries, you're all over Europe. Even in Dubai recently, we started acquiring some customers down in Chile and South America. So we've seen some great growth internationally over the last 2 years.
And all out of South Lake, Texas.
Out of South Lake, Texas.
You got to stay there? You're not going to outgrow South Lake?
We're not going to outgrow South Lake. We're committed. So we're going to outgrow our space in South Lake, but we're actually currently looking at a new facility here in South Lake.
Well, look, we're proud of you for the award. I guess the next level is, this is a regional. This is the Southwest award that you've won. And I guess now you go into what, national competition?
That's right. Yeah, the national competition. Normally, when you win the regional, you travel out to Palm Springs and they bring all the regional award winners out together for a really nice event. Of course, with the pandemic, that's not happening. So we're doing it all virtually on November 19th. And we're excited to go to the national competition and see how we fare.
You know, that really is a shame, though, because at being able to spend some time with people who have gone through the same stage as you are, the eclectic companies, I know is probably valuable. Hopefully they'll make it up for you. And we wish you great luck at the competition. So November 19th?
November 19th. That's it.
All right. Maybe it'd be like Miss Universe or something to be on ABC.
That's right. You know, Ernst & Young has done a fantastic job putting it together and pivoting, you know, trying to make it as good as they can make it under the circumstances. I've just been really impressed with how they've connected us and still made this work even this year.
Yeah. All right. Look, John Maris, the CEO of Solo Stove. And we do wish you luck. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
Yeah. Okay. You need to go Google Solo Stove. You're going to like it. For more of our conversation with Mr. Maris, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.